Someone's here for me. I haven't ordered anything today. Maybe it's a mistake. It's pretty late to be knocking on someone's door. I'm going! Why does everybody have to be in a hurry all the time? God. Oh. It's you. Come inside. Sorry if it's messy in here. You should have told me you were coming. You wanted to surprise me? Hmm? Why is that? Don't say it's because you wanted to. I know you better than that. Why are you here? You think something's wrong? Well, there's nothing wrong except you thinking that something is wrong. I said there's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong! Jesus! Wait, are you heading for the door? You're leaving? No, I don't have a problem with that. Wait, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have snapped at you like that. Please, don't leave. Don't leave me alone. You'll stay? Thank you. So, can I ask you something? How did you know that there was something wrong? You felt it? What does that even mean? Well, I appreciate you coming. You're right, I haven't been feeling like myself lately. Normally, I'm there ready to help anyone who needs it, but it's hard to keep that up sometimes. Seeing people in public circles hanging out and having fun is cool and all, but after a while it starts to make me feel lonely. You know what I mean? Well, in a way, it's comforting to hear. When you see a couple walking in the street or holding hands, how does that make you feel? Well, for me, I feel bittersweet when I see that. Yeah, bittersweet. It's nice to see other people that have found someone that they feel they can spend their time with. Someone to confide in, someone to love you in a way that a normal friend can't provide. But I feel like no one really sees me in that way, so it's it's bitter as well for me, and I feel like crying on the inside sometimes. And sorry, I promise, I've always felt like this. Even with so many people around me during the day, I always feel like I'm by myself. Yeah. You are with me right now, and I'm thankful, but you'll have to leave eventually. And when you do leave, I don't think I can handle being alone again. Oh, you're hugging me. Don't stop. I mean, could you hug me a little more? Wait, what did you say? You wanna spend the night? Why would you want to spend the night with someone like me? I yelled at you when you came in earlier, and my place is a mess, and you want to comfort me. You're so thoughtful. Thank you. Let me clean up my bedroom so that you can have a place to sleep, okay? The couch? What? No, I won't let you sleep on the couch. I know how uncomfortable that is. Well, sitting on it is fine, but sleeping on it is like sleeping on a log. It's terrible. Well, you could sleep in my bed. It's a lot comfier. No, I won't think it's weird. It's completely fine. Where am I gonna sleep? Haven't been sleeping much lately. Do you mind maybe possibly cuddling with me for a while? At least until I fall asleep? Please. You will? Yeah. Thank you. Come on. Right this way. Just close your feet. Soft and warm. You're the best. You know that? It's just that you're so special and you mean so much to me. You make me feel better within the small amount of time of you visiting me. Can I ask you something? Why do you care about me? What makes me different from someone else? Because of how I make you feel. How do I make you feel? What do you mean? How do I make you feel? Hey, what's wrong? You aren't saying anything. You love me? You're joking, right? What do you mean? That was my first kiss. I wasn't expecting that at all. I felt so calm, yet passionate.
Can I surprise you? Close your eyes, please. Thank you for being here with me tonight. No, I won't let you go. You're mine now. Come here.